Today's daf is Shabbos, daf Ayin Zayin, and we yesterday started the eighth perek of Masechta Shabbos, perek Hamotzi Yayin. As I mentioned, there are a number of Mishnayos now all related to the issue of Hotza'ah. We take a little break in the ninth perek to get to other topics in Shas. We get to, of course, the Kabbalah Satorah Gemaras, that's in the ninth perek. And then back in the tenth perek, we get back to Hotza'ah. The tenth perek and the eleventh perek is about Hazorik. 12th parak, we get to other malachas, parak habona, and that starts the rest of the masechta. But in general, for the next couple of blot, we talk about hotzah issues, which then relate to tangents and other discussions that come up along the way. If you remember, we spoke about at the beginning of the masechta that hotzah quantitatively takes up, has more press in the masechta than any other malacha for various reasons, malacha gerua and symbolism. We mentioned a Rav Hirsch in Parshas Vayakhel about the message of Hotza'ah. But either way, that is just the evidence, and we will go through it, Be'ez Hashem, line by line and day by day. So, yesterday we started that the shear for wine to carry out on Shabbos, what, how much is one chaya for? Kedei mezigas hakos. Enough to dilute a cup of wine. What does that mean, dilute a cup of wine? The Gemara said, a koshal bracha. And the Gemara said, Amar Rav Nachman, Amar Rav Ravu, again, three lines from the bottom on Ayin Vav Amabez, Koshal Bracha Tzorach Sheyeh Bo Rova Revius. A Koshal Bracha has to have a quarter of a Revius of wine in it, Kedei Sheyim Zagen Uviyamar La Revius, so that it, once it is diluted, it will end up having a Revius, because that's the amount of wine that must be in the cup for a Koshal Bracha. Let's just do a little bit more, and then we'll talk about what we ended off with. Amar Rava Afanana Mitanina. We also learned it from the language of the Mishnah. You could also learn that shita of Rava Barvua. Rava proves Hamotzi Yain Kedei Mezigas Hakos. The Mishnah's lashon was that if you take out wine enough to dilute a kos, Viktani Alo, and the Brisa says Kedei Mezigas Kos Yafet Viktani Seifa, and the next lines of the Mishnah said Vishar Kol Hamashkin Berevius. Right, two lines later in the Mishnah it said all other liquids are a revius. So you see, the ultimate goal is going to be a revius. So how much wine do you need to mix with the water in order to achieve that goal? So that is a quarter. For Rava Latay Man, Rava goes according to his reasoning, where he says elsewhere in terms of the ratio of dilution, to Amar Rava, Kol Chamra Delo Dari Alchad Tlas Maya Lav Chamrahu. Any wine that does not carry with it, that does not have with it a third Alchad Tlas Maya, or a third three quarters water and one quarter wine, Lav Chamrahu, that is not considered, that is not considered wine halachically, it's too strong, and it cannot be, it shouldn't be used for a kosher bracha. Tosis and the other Rishonim here discuss, there's a Gemara Sanhedrin that seems to say different ratios in terms of the Sanhedrin, but maybe we'll get to that if we have time. Amar Abaya, but Abaya continues, it says, Shei Tshuvas Medavar, I don't agree with Rava. I don't think it's such a raya, that it's got to be three quarters versus one quarter. Chada, I have a logical problem and a linguistic problem. So number one is the linguistic problem, meaning the textual problem. I have another source. You're telling me that this Mishnah sounds like Rava, that it's three quarters to one quarter, but there's another Mishnah that has a different ratio. Ditznan, the Mishnah says, in Maseches Nida, talking about Daf Yotes. That was the Mishnah talking all about the different colors, the Tame colors and the Tahar colors of Nida. And one of the colors was Mazug, diluted wine. So what was Vaha Mazug? Shnei Chalke Mayim Ve'echad Yayin. Two-thirds to one-third. Minayayim Asheroni, from Yayin of the Sharon area. So you see that it's a different ratio. It's not three-quarters, one-quarter, but it's two-thirds, one-thirds. The Ode, that was the textual problem, but now we have the logical problem. Mayin Shebekad, Mayim Bikad, Umitz Tarfin. Rabbi, I don't understand. You say that this is the amount that's going to be chayav on Shabbos because if it's diluted, that's a chush of significant shear. But right now it's not diluted. Right now all you have is the raw wine. So why should you be chayav for that on Shabbos? Why should you go by, well, if it's diluted, it'll end up bringing you revius? Well, literally, mayin bakad, the water's still in the jug. It's not mixed in yet. Why should that have significance for the wine itself? Right, Rashi says, "Ma'im shebekad mitzdarfin itayma demasnisim yayin." If the reason is mishum delechi mazigley v'yira elishtia yiaboravius, if the reason is because once it is diluted and roy to drink, it'll have a revius. Hashtamiha kimafiklei adayin lo nimzag. But right now, when you would take it out, it's not diluted yet. V'ein kan shir mayim sha'odan bekad heichan mitztarfen l'chayva. How can you combine? How can you say that it's totally on the future that if it will be combinable? So that's why Abaya holds that the reason is not because it is combinable in the future, but per se, this is the amount of wine that is ra'ui, that is significant in order to carry out, even if it's never diluted. So that's a fundamental machlokas between Rav and Abaya. How do we look at the shear? Is the shear for right now what it is ra'ui for? What can I do with it now? Or what it is potentially ra'ui for, even if it is never put together? Now that reminds us of the din of Reb Zeira of Kalaroy Labila. Kalaroy Labila, about mixing the oil and the flour together. You know, it doesn't have to be mixed, but it has to be roy to be mixed. So Ravis might say the fact that it's roy, that itself gives it significance, even if it's never diluted. Mashen Ken Abaya doesn't agree. Good. Let's continue, and then again, there's what to talk about, but we're just in the middle of the flow. Amale Rava. Rava says, no, I'll defend myself. Hadaka Amr, your first problem, the textual problem was Hadaka Amr Shnei Chelke Mayim Be'echad Yayin Min Ayaron Hasheroni. That was your first problem. So the Mishnah specifically said that's a specific type of wine. Yayin Hasheroni Lachud Derafi. Specifically, wine from that area is 2/3, 1/3, because that is not so strong, and all it needs is 2/3 water against it, because it's weaker, and therefore less is required for dilution. Inami, or a different reason why that Gemara in Nida is different, not because of Sharoba, because of the context. Hasam Mishum Chazusa. There, we're trying to see, talking about colors, talking about what it looks like. That's not in terms of what you usually drink and what's significant. It's talking about colors. What is the color of Mazug for Hilchas Nida? So that's why it talks about 2/3, 1/3 gets that color. Avalataima, but for taste and for how you usually dilute it to drink, boitvei, you need more. So first of all, the textual problem is solved, right? Either it's about a specific wine, or don't compare Hilchas Nida and Hilchas Shabbos. They were trying to learn about Chazusa. Udaka Amrit, and what about the next line? Mayim Mikad Umitztarfin. Right, water is in the kad, it's mitztaref, but it's not mitztaref, it wasn't mitztaref yet. So the Gemara says, no. According to Rava says, le'inyin Shabbos midi d'chashuv be'inan. Regarding Shabbos, all I need is a davar chashuv. What is called significant? I don't need something usable right now. I just need something that is significant. And v'hanami ha'chashuv. And this is significant. Why? Because this is the amount of wine that if you would add water to, you'd be able to drink it. Who says that it has to be drinkable right now? There's a lot of items that you're chayav for carrying out on Shabbos that are not drinkable, but they're usable. Sometimes they're usable as is. Sometimes they're usable after you do a process to them. See, here too, says Rava, I don't need that it should be drinkable right now. I just need it that it should be chashuv. Right? So that's it can be mitzuref afterwards for whatever you want it to be mitzuref to. Good. So let's talk about two or three topics related to this. This last line of meat Shabbos midi dechashuv beinan is used by the Taz. Where is it used by the Taz? Well-known Taz. We're going to make it well-known right now. Simen Reish Yud in Aruch Chaim says the Taz in Simen Reish Yud that it's not Hilchas Shabbos. That is halachas of bracha achrona. The Taz writes, nearly, the Shulchan Aruch there says that if somebody drinks less than a revius of wine or less than a kezias of food, one does not require a bracha achrona. If I have a less than a kezias, I don't have to make a bracha achrona. Bracha rishona, we paskin any tiny amount. Even if I taste something, I have to make a bracha rishona. We had the machlokas about that in Maseches Brachas, but we paskin that even if I, just a little bit, right, I still have to make a bracha. But bracha achrona requires a shear. Says the Taz the following chiddush. Nirali, the yayin sarav shebe medina seinu, eino bechlal zeh. Schnapps in our country, says the Taz, is not included in these regular rules of requiring a revius in order to make a bracha achrona. Debazeh eifshar lishtos revius halog shu beitz omechsa. It's impossible to drink that amount. Right, and this was in the olden days even. The strong stuff in Europe. And even the Taz says that it was too much to drink, too strong. The Yimkain says the Taz, azlinan basar shtir hashtia lerov b'nei adam bazeh. You go by how much most people drink at a sitting. Most people drink, right? This is very lamaisa, also for bracha achronan tea or a hot drink, right? If you usually takes a long time, it takes more than kedei achilas pras or whatever the shear is in order to drink the amount of tea or hot drink. V'rayalozeh, and what's the raya, says the Taz, that you go by different items for bracha achrona. Mideisa beberke Yosef, Rabbeinu Yonah, Mevio beis Yosef, and Yimbiria, the Yishchilek, Dimu davar shederach le'achlo im hagarin. Well, how do you determine birya? Right, birya, if you have an entire item. So we mentioned in the past that on a daraisa level, you have the concept of birya by isurim. If I eat an entire ant, an entire bug, even though it's less than a kezias, I'm going to get malchus for that. Because that's an entire unit. That's birya. Okay, there are requirements for birya. It has to have been alive and v'chulu. But Tosus already in brachas, and other Rishonim say that maybe it applies to Ilchas brachas as well. If I have an entire item, an entire grape, an entire seed of a pomegranate, anything entirely, that's birya. So you can make a bracha achron on that, even if it's less than a shear. What happens if you have certain types of fruit? Sometimes you eat the inside pit, the seed, and sometimes you don't. So how do you determine birya? So the Beis Yosef quotes, Dimu davar shederach la'achlo imagarin, if it's something that's usually eaten with the seed, chashvinan imagarin kezayis, then you count the seed. So it means, so you see, by other foods, they're also differences. You go by the food. Sachanami nezel baza derecha olam. You go by derecha olam. You go by what people normally do. People normally have a shot glass of schnapps. So that's the amount that's required to make a bracha achrona, says the Taz. But what's his second raya? Number one is that Beis Yosef about birya. Number two is the suraya meresh perak hamotziyayin. Kozar Gemara, the Amrinan Sham, Yain Kede Meziga, Umafarshina Kede Rova Ravias, Shintibzigan Yamano Ravias, Fushir Kosha Bracha, Viyama Rava, and Rava says right here, that you gotta do this Taz today. Says Rava, Le'inyan Shabbos, Kivin Deboy Midi Dechashiv, Vahanami Chashiv. That line, you go by a davar chashav, and this is a davar chashav. Pirish, the chashav l'tzirufei beimaya. Harei lefaneinu, says the Taz. Af agav de ein sham revius. There's no revius in this wine, but kiva deroy limzog b'mayim ad revius. So too, because this is usable, because you can add in 3/4 of water with it. So this is chashav. So says the Taz, so too. A shot glass is chashuv, but yain tsarav shim, or shosek, derech b'nei adam, shebnei adam shosem v'pam echad, or afilu b'shtei pa'amim, kishein hefsek b'neim, kishir shtias revias, v'chulu d'vam et tsarfin, b'shtias la'dadi. And that's what he says, even if you don't, have the revias, this is ki'ilu shasa revias, b'yesh v'chai b'brach achrona, kein nira l'anias daiti. That's the Taz quoting our Gemara. Just like davar chashev is enough for hilchas Shabbos hotzah, so too davar chashev should be enough for hilchas bracha achrona. Good. This Taz, 2 points about it. First of all, so this Taz is the basis how many mefarshim explain that's how one can make kiddush on a shot glass. It's less than the requisite shear. We just said a kosher bracha needs a revius, and you have to drink a rov revius from the revius. But says the achronim, the Taz. The Taz doesn't say a word about Kiddush. Taz says it about Bracha Achrona. But that's the Taz. The extension is, this is one of the two or three explanations of how one can make Kiddush on that, which it's even if you don't want to rely on any of these explanations, just be Yotzei Kiddush with somebody else who makes it on a full cup of wine, and then one can have their shot glass. But if one is relying, so they're relying on this extension of the Taz. The Taz by Bracha Achrona, they extend it by Kiddush. The problem is, number one, Achronim argue on the Taz in Ilchas Bracha Achrona. The Magen Avram does not like that Taz regarding Bracha Achrona. Says the Magen Avraham in Siman Kuf Tzadik, V'yesh Rotsin Lomar, doesn't even quote it by name. There are those that say, Dal Yain Saraf Mevarech B'pachas B'kizayis, T'bepurtam Yas V'dayte, because even less is what you usually have. V'li Niren No, T'be'inon Kishir, T'abavada Yesh Yenos Chazakim U'ma'achalim Tovim. What, there are tons, what, every food is going to have their own shear? What if you have a very sharp food? You only have a little bit of the food. Sort of type of, maror. But maror, you only have a little bit of horseradish. What if somebody likes to eat plain horseradish? You have to have a kazayis of horseradish? Or you eat less than that? So says the Magen Avraham, ein ledavar sof. What, every single food is going to have its own shear? You can't say that. There are objective shear, and that's what you have to go by. So the Magen Avraham argues on the Taz. And the Mishneh Brura quotes, kol ha'achronim dachu dvarav. All the achronim were docha. The halu, the koshal oshasa raviya shalem, bein b'yayin, bein b'shar mashkin, ein rashoi levorech brach achrona. Ukedas ha'shulchan aruch. Like the simple interpretation of the shulchan aruch, who's namachalik between different types of foods. So first of all, we don't even pass in like the Taz, in ilchas brach achrona. And number two, obviously, if we don't even paskin him then, it's very shaky to extend him to Hilchas Kiddush. Because after all, he didn't even say it by Hilchas Kiddush. Who said that he would agree that it's okay for Kiddush? Number two, even if you want to extend it, who says we paskin that way? So that is the problem. Even though this is what many achronim suggest, the Marsham has a tshuva in Chelek Aleph Siman Kufayin Hay, where he discusses this, that many of the Rebbe's Dafka used to make Kiddush on Schnapps, to show that it is Chamar Medina, and one is allowed to do it, then it's Mishum Charifus. He quotes the Lubliner, Kedayim Lismoch Aleim B'Kiddush Hayom, by Kiddush Durabanan, on during the day, one can rely on that. But either way, it's on a halachic level, it's a little difficult to suggest that is the basis for it. And again, it's an easy way out. Somebody wants to have a little shot in the morning, so then just be yotzei somebody with somebody else's kiddush. That is number one. There are others that say that Nimuki Archas Chaim is quoted as saying that maybe some defended this practice a couple hundred years ago because wine was in such a scarcity and expensive. So that's what they had to come up with suggestions how to not use wine. Okay, that's a historical explanation of why they relied on this, but Meikar Dibizvan Azeh, we don't have that, Baruch Hashem. And therefore, well, there's no reason that one has to rely on it. Good, that is the Taz, but again, it's based on the Diuk from our Gemara. The other suggestion given to defend the practice is in the Eretz Tzvi, the Kasha Klover. Fascinating Shubas. In Siman Chav Gimel, the Kasha in Chelek Aleph, he writes, also defending the practice, he does not say it about, he does not talk about the Taz. He says no. He says maybe to be called a mashke, it has to be something that you drink because you're thirsty. But if you just drink it because, for other purposes, to satiate for other purposes, so then it wouldn't be called a mashke. It would what be called, our Rav Schechter likes to say over this Eretz Tzvi, it's not called a liquid, it's called a beverage. A beverage is not a mashke. A beverage is not something that you drink just because you're thirsty. And says the Eretz Tzvi, I'll just read you the end of it, Ulefi ha'amur, yesh barosh lomar, he says, delinin yesh, shiure lebrach achron eshiure b'kedasa, taz v'lo mitaymeh. I agree with the Taz's idea that you don't need a shear, but not for his reasoning. Rak mishum de yesh who made peros, the eno mishiva mashkim. It's not one of the seven liquids. That's machshul akabotuma, yad shach adam. It's not one of those seven liquids. Rak o mitfuche adama, o misare o sharme peros. Right, it comes from other. It comes from barley, it comes from elsewhere. So it doesn't have the status of a liquid, and you don't drink it because you're thirsty. V'yafilo yesh bo ma'at mayim, azlinan basarov. Umei perish sheina mishivin mashkin dino ke ochel v'shiuro b'kizayis. It's considered a food. It's not considered a drink. Like a soup. Like a soup is not considered a. It's a food. It's not a drink, and therefore you can go by the shear of kizayis, which is a smaller shear. Ulafiza ola yafe minag yisrael lekadesh biyom shabbos kodesh al tsloches katan shal yesh. Tehinei, and he quotes v'chulu. He quotes that. So this is the Eretz Tzvi, but Rav Schechter quotes of Chaim Ivaloshin, who said, his shita just ruins itself. Why? Because if it's not a drink, then you can't make kiddush on it. Right? It's like hamotzi. There are two that you could either use wine, or chamar medina, or challah. You can't make kiddush on soup. You can't make Kiddush on broccoli. Right? So the more you say that, it's a solid, and therefore the shear is a kezayis, so then memelo, you can't use it for Kiddush. But either way, this is the suggestion of the Eretz Tzvi, and if you want to see that piece, the Rav Chaim Volozhin, Rav Shachter quotes it in Ikvei Atzon on page Mem and Mem Aleph. That's where he's quoting Hanhagas Rav Chaim Volozhin, Os Mem Tes, Shetama. He says, Kemekadish al Marak, Shein Din Yayish, Chamar Medina. That's what he quotes. Okay, Lamaisa, there are easy solutions that can be used, but this is one of the major sugyas that come up right here on our daf. Good. The other point to mention, again, there are two sugyas that I wanted to mention related to this line. Vahanami hachashiv, getting back to the context, machlokas abaye and Rava. So Rava holds that this is the shear, and that's what we hold. It's enough, even though it's not usable right now, because it is Royal Litztarufe, because you could be mitztaref, you could add the water, and that itself makes it significant. A very similar svara we have given in the past for the sugya of Chatzi Shir. Chatzi Shir, the Gemara says Beferish in Yuma, in the beginning of the last parak, on Dafayin Gimelai in Dalid, that Chatzi Shir we pasgan is Asur Min HaTorah. The Shita of Rabbi Yochanan, it's Asur Daraisa. We've been speaking about Shiurin. If somebody has a half a kezayis of treif, a half a kezayis of anything, it's still asa daraisa. One doesn't get punished for it. But what is it? What's the reason for that? So there are two svaras, either based on a pasuk, or the svara given for Rabbi Yochanan is chazil itztarufe. If I eat a half a kezayis today, and 5 minutes later I eat another half a kezayis, so that would be chayiv daraisa fully. So because of that, then chatzi shir is asa min haTorah. The big question is, what exactly does that mean? Rabbi Yochanan has the chakira. Another achronim as well. This Rabbi Chanan is in Baba Basra and Simon Shin Samach Zayin. When I say Chazi Litz Tarufe, does that mean literally? Because it's combinable, that is why it is Asur Da Araisa? Or do I say no? Combinability is just a reflection of significance. It doesn't actually have to combine or be able to combine. But as long as I know theoretically it's combinable, that reflects that one I have here is significant. Because if I have two zeros, it's not going to equal one or two, right? Only if I have one plus one, it equals two. So if this could add up with something else, it must be that it itself is significant. And the nafkamina that all the achronim quote is, if I eat a half of some, a half of a koseves with 30 seconds left to Yom Kippur. 30 seconds left to Yom Kippur. I have a half a koseves. So am I going to be chayav for chatzi shir? It's impossible. This half of koseves will never combine to the yisur. It's impossible. So do I say chatzi shir asur min haTorah there or not? So that's a discussion in the achronim. What's the svara? The issue is chatzi shir literally chazi litztarufe? It can combine now, or just theoretically, because it is combinable, that itself reflects that this is significant. That's Rabbi Chanan, who likes the second, the latter one, as you might have guessed. Ela de'e nirakein, da'a de'chazi litztarufe. He hochacha viraya the chatzi shir hu iser viauchacha azos yeshna gam al rega achrona dari ilu achal chatzi shir kodim rega haachron vod chatzi shir brega achron mitztarif lechayvo. So too, even if you ate it in the last moment, that would be enough. So that's the Rabbi Chanan's chakira, but that's another example where we have chazi leitztarufe, similar to Rav Svara right here, that it is combinable. Okay. Let's continue. Tana, says the Gemara, Yavesh. What if I have congealed wine? Yavesh. Big kezayis. Divrei Rabbi Nasan. Rabbi Nasan says, so that goes by a kezayis. Why does it go by a kezayis? Because Rashi explains, and the Gemara will say it also, in a few minutes, that a revius of wine congeals into a kezayis of a solid. So that's why the shear of congealed wine is a kezayis, because that's the solid measure, because when it was liquid, it was a revius. Amar of Yosei, that's Rashi's explanation of the Gemara. Tosfos is not so happy with it, because Tosfos says, but it's solid now. So why do you care what it was when it was liquid? Right now it's solid. If you carry it out now, it's a solid. Why should you care that it could be, or it used to be, a liquid? So the Achronim explained that there has to be that according to Rashi, because you can get it back to a liquid if you want, right? It's not a solid that's never going back. You can just let it melt, and it can get it back into a liquid. That's what the Minchas Chinuch says. That's why, either way, but that's Rashi's explanation. Div Rabbi Nassim. Amr Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Nassim, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Amru Davar Echad, Rabbi Nassim and Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda say the same svara. Rabbi Nassim had Amran. Rabbi Nassim is what we just said. Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda says as follows. Titania, the Brisa says, Rabbi Yehuda Omer, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda Omer. But this is Rabbi Yehuda. Shisha Tvar Mikuli Mishamayu Mikhurim Beis Hillel. There are three items. This is based on the Mishnah in Idios. That's why you have many different topics in every Mishnah in Idios, because it's all a compilation of what they said that day. So Beis Shammai, three cases that Beis Shammai is Mekel and Beis Hillel is Machmir. One of them is Dam Nevela, the blood of a Nevela. We know the Basar of a Nevela is an Avatuma. It's one of the Avos HaTumas. First Mishnah, Perek and Kalim lists off all the Avos HaTumas. The flesh of an animal that died without Shechita. That's Nevela. So that is for sure Mitame. What about the blood of a Nevela? Dam Nevela. Is that like Basar or not? So Beis Shammai Mitare. Beis Shammai says it is not an Avos HaTumah. Rashi says it is a lower level Tumah. Right, it's Tumah Kala, maybe it's a Rishon, but it's not an Avos HaTumah. It's not like the Basar. Beis Hillel Mitamen. And Beis Hillel says, no, it is. It is like Basar. Amar Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Yehuda, Av Kishetimu Beis Hillel, even when Beis Hillel said Tuma, even when Beis Hillel said, it is Tame Lo Timu El Abadam Sheishbo Revius. It's only by Dam that there's a Revius of Dam. Ho Il V'yachol Likrush V'lamad Al Kazayas. Because if you would congeal it and solidify it, it will become a Kazayas. So that's why when Beis Hillel says Metame, it only goes by a Revius. So there's the Kamin Shita. Right, Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yehuda here by Dam Nevela, and Rabbi Nassim by Shabbos, they both relate the Kezias Revius measures, and that's the parallel that Rabbi Yosef brought to our attention.
Also similar to the holes we just saw, the Rashi explained about the Revius.
So similar that Revius, right, it could be Yachalik Rash, right, that's where Rashi gets it from, Lachora. Rashi gets it, if we're putting these svaras together, that's where Rashi gets it from, exactly. Amar Abaya, Abaya again, it's Abaya. Abaya says, no, I don't like the comparison. I think you could say one without the other. Hilchas Shabbos and Hilchas Tumas Nevela do not have to go hand in hand. Amar Abaya, Dilmalohi. And also, we're talking about two different substances, blood and wine. Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Nassan hacha deboi revius. When does Rabbi Nassan here say that you need a revius? Elabiyayin dekalish. Why wine is thin. So when wine congeals, it loses some of its volume. And that's why there you need a revius and a full kezias. Aval bidam de samich kezias lo bay revius. But blood, which is much thicker, so then maybe even less than a revius. It would be mitami mishum nevela. Even less, because blood is thicker. Inami, or the other way. Adkan lo kamar Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda hasam de kizayis sagile berevius. Rabbi Yosef Rabbi Yehuda by blood. He says it's enough there. Ela bedam de samich. It's a revius is enough, and revius and kizayis go together only by thick items, which is blood. Avol yain de kalish kizayis haviyosem revius. But wine, if you have a kizayis of congealed wine, that would reflect more than a revius of wine. So maybe even less than a kizayis would be good enough for Shabbos. V'chimafik pachos b'kizayis l'chayim. Even less. So basically, Abaya says, don't compare wine and blood. There might be different shiurim, because when they congeal, they have different chemical properties. Wine is thicker and water is thinner, so that's why the halacha might be different. Period. Right? Even in, we know this idea about water and wine, not only from the Metzias, just looking around, but we know elsewhere the Mishnah has discussed that in the Beis HaMikdash, on the southwest corner of the Beis HaMikdash, where they had the Shisin, where they had the cups that they used to do Nisach HaYayin and Nisach HaMayim to, Nisach HaYayin they did every day. Nisach HaMayim they only did the days of Sukkot. So when they did both of them, the Mishnayis in Kachim describe that the water cup was wider. Sorry, the wine cup was wider. Because, as we just said, wine is thicker, the viscosity of wine is slower, so therefore, and we want the wine and the water to be able to go down at the same time. They want to finish the pouring, the nisach, at the same time, so we have a wider hole for wine than for water. Good. Let's continue. Says the Gemara Chalos, that's all about wine issues. No, just what's one issue about Tumas Nevela? Today I saw a Chakira the Achronim can think about these chakiras. Rav Shimon Shkap. Shimon Shkap in Baba Kama Simin Yud Dalid. Rav Shimon Shkap discusses Tumas Nevela, which we're talking about here. What causes the animal to achieve Tumas Nevela? So Pashis, you would have asked us, we would have said, the animal dies. The animal dies, there's Tumas Nevela. Says Rav Shimon, I could come up with a case where the animal dies, and yet it's not usur. You don't get a full, doesn't have the heter, it might not have Tumas Nevela, but let me say it this way. Does the isur achila of the animal also play a role? If the animal is not usur to eat, is it Tumas Nevela? Where would you ever have such a case? He says, what if you have a svek sveka about whether you did a kosher shechita or not? Svek sveka about a kosher shechita. In Rishus HaYachid. So he says, regarding Tumas, you have to say where it is because we're talking about Tumah also. Regarding Tumas Nevela, L'chor Tzorach Lios Tameh, Kamo Shar Svekas Rishus HaYachid. Safik Tumah Rishus HaYachid is Tameh. Even svek sveka, Tumah, Bereshus HaYachid is Tameh. So this animal, which you did a shechita to, but there are two doubts. You're not sure if you did rove, and you're not sure if the animal died before you finished. Whatever the case is, there are two sveikas about this shechita. So regarding Hilchus Tumah, it will be Tameh. But regarding Isser Achila, it should be Mutter. Because Safik Daraisa L'chomer, Svek Sveika is Mutter, is Mekel. So this is an animal that might have Tumas Nevela, but it will be Mutter to eat. So maybe it doesn't have Tumas Nevela. Does Tumas Nevela flow only from the animal dying without a full proper shechita? Or is it also a function of the Isser Achila involved? That's the question of Reb Shimon. Ulam lo matzino din kazeh sheyabasar yimutter b'achila v'yeytomei Tumas Nevela. I never saw this case. I came up with it, says Reb Shimon. But a case where you can eat an animal that might have Tumas Nevela, but for regarding to go by rules and regulations of Isurim, rules and regulations of Tumah V'Tahara. Amazing. The Yesh Lomar, and he says, this is the question. Or Yesh La'ayin. Ma gorim l'tumas nevela. Misas ha-behema, shelo al yedei maisa shechita. Purely the death of an animal without having a act of shechita. V'im yielanu svek sveka, b'rishuz yachat sarach lios tameh, kechol svek sveka. O din misas ha-behema im isar achila, gormin dimatuma. Maybe the fact that you can't eat it is also an ingredient. Amazing question. Again, to come up with a case. Right, trivia question. Where's a case that you could have an animal that has Tumas Nevela, but you're allowed to eat it? Right here. A svek sveka about your shechita b'rishus hayachid. That's the that's Reb Shimon's suggestion. Okay, the way there's more about Tumas Nevela.
Can you answer it? I mean, isn't there a case if you have a baby that's in a mother's stomach?
Oh, what about Ben Pekua? So what about a Ben Pekua? Excellent. Fourth parak in Chulin. So there is no... The shechita of the mother works for the child.
Right,
so there's no Tumas Nevela, and you're allowed to eat it.
Right, but wouldn't that...
The question is, what if you did...
But you don't need to shech the baby. So that indicates that...
Well, the question is, you don't have to shech the baby. Is that because it's as if the baby had the heter shechita of the mother, or the baby doesn't need shechita? It relates to that chakir that we discussed.
Right.
But if you say that it doesn't need... this, the chiddush of Ben Pakur is that it does not need shechita...
Baby that would killed in a different manner or die.
A baby, if that animal dies,
right.
You could still eat it.
You could still eat it
even though it doesn't have and it didn't flow from a lack of shechita. Right, interesting. Okay, so you have to think about the question again, how Ben Pakua works. Beautiful. Okay, let's continue. Chalav Kedegamiya. We got to make every daf and shas exciting. So Chalav Kedegamiya. Third to last line. Milk. Enough milk to carry out to swallow. So you buy lahu. Kedei gemiya o kedei gemiya. What does it say in our Mishnah? Gemiya is with an aleph or with an ayin. How do you properly spell gemiya? Amar b'nachum b'yitzchak hagemi'inina ma'atvai mikadech. So from Eliezer. Right? Hagemi'ini is a lashon with an aleph. Ibai lahu. Other questions. Gar'inin o gar'inin. When the Mishnah says earlier, at the end of the previous perek, that food combines with all the edible parts except for the seeds, is that with an aleph or an ayin? Amarava bar'ula, v'nigra me'erkecha. The end of Bechukosai. That v'nigra, when you have to lessen from the value, seeds and pits are lessened from the fruit. And therefore, you have the same lashon of v'nigra, it's a rashi on top. V'agarinin zarkin v'nigran mitoch ha'ochel. You throw away the seeds. That's why there's a gira'on, that's why it's called that. Iboy lahu, Omimos o omimos. When we talk about elsewhere, coals that are flickering. So is that omimos with an aleph or omimos with an ayin? Amar Rav Yitzchak bar Avdimi, arazim lo imamuhu began elokim. Even great cedars cannot dim it in the gan elokim. So therefore you see amamuhu is with an ayin. Ibailuhu, one more. Ma'amtsintnan, oh ma'amtsint, right, is it with an aleph or an ayin? Later on, when we speak about pikuach nefesh, later on, Rashi quotes it, andaf kufnun aleph. So, Amar Rav Chiya bar Abba, Amar Rabbi Yochanan, v'otsem einav, one who closes the eyes, neiros bra, not to see the evil. So, otsem again is with an ayin. Okay, a couple of, girsa issues, whether it's with an ayin or an aleph. Tana Rabbanan. Hamotzi, what is that here for? We want to have the true Masorah. I'm sorry? Right, I'm saying, right, okay. Turn around. Hamotzi chalav shel behema kedegemia. If you carry out milk of an animal, so it's kedegemia, enough to swallow. Chalav shel isha, below min shel beitza, but if it's human milk, or the white of an egg, kedelitain bimeshifa shel kilo, enough to put within a mixture of an eye ointment. That's a smaller shear, and you go by what's common. Right, common, and that's what they're mostly used. I think it's a smaller shear. Kilar, kede lashuf, bimayim. Kilar, enough of the salve that's put on the eye, enough to mix it with water. Boy, Rav Ashi, kede shifa o kede achiza bishifa. Does it mean enough to put in the eye, or a little bit more? Because every time you put some in the eye, a little bit remains on your fingertips. So it's still a little moist on the fingertips. So do you need to include that in the shear? So teku, we'll have to wait for Elio. Dvash, could they litain ala kasis, enough honey to put on a kasis on a wound. Tana, could they litain al pi kasis, to put on the edge of a wound. What does that mean? Boy Ravashi, al kasis apuma de kula kasis, does it mean to put on the entire wound? O dilma amur shakama de kasis, or on the tip. Let's say you have a wound and it's a little red in the tip and it goes up on top. So only enough to put on the tip or to cover the whole wound. La fuki hudrana delo, excluding the slope of the wound that would not be included, teku, again, unclear. Amar Rav Yehuda Marav, here's the line. Kol mash barak adesh baruchu bolamo, lo barat davar echa levatala. HaKadosh Baruch Hu creates everything in the world for a reason. Right? Oz, the strength of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Shabbos Ayin Zion. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does everything in this world for a reason. Everything. And if we don't understand it, Baruch Shavlul Lekasis. He creates a Shavlul. I've wondered this myself in the past. Why there's slugs in the world? Right? You look outside, you're like, what's the purpose of that slug? So Gemara says, to put on a wound, certain types of wounds you use the slug for. Baruch Zvut, where we think that would make you even more sick. But in those days, it was a type of medicine. Baruch Zvuv Letzira, certain types of Zvuvin were used for hornet bites. Yitush, Venachash, mosquitoes or gnats for snake bites. Nachash, Venachash, Lechafafis, using a snake for chafafis, a type of boil. Visamamis la'akrav, a type of spider to use for a scorpion bite. Hechi avilei, how do you use the snake for the boil? Maisi chada uchma v'chada chivri, you're being a black one and a white one. Vishalkilu, you cook it up, v'shaifilei, and then you smear it onto the boil. Stop there for a minute. First of all, the Shvus Yaakov quotes this Gemara as a raya in Chela Gimel, that one is allowed to do animal experimentation. For ultimately human purposes, right? Giving certain types of medicines or certain types of material to mice, to this, in order to see if it's going to work. So what does it say here? You're allowed to kill a couple of snakes in order to use it to heal a human. Right? It shows that animal experimentation for purposes, for the benefit of humans, is mutter. Right? That's what he brings the raya. This Gemara is the raya. The other point, though, to mention, again, I'll just start to quote some of it, but this is the key line. Everything in life is for a purpose. Right? The Marsha says, these are quoted because these are things that people would think for sure don't have a purpose. Right? The larger items, the elephants and the larger animals, okay. But gnats and slugs, that's what the Marsha says. Even these have purposes. There's a beautiful discussion of this in the Rambam. In its Hakdama to Mishnayos, the Rambam says, Ki akadmonim chakru chakira atzuma. The early philosophers studied this, and they said, kol davar hanimsa yitztarech al kapanim lios lo tachlis. Everything that exists in the world must have a purpose. Ki lo davar reik nimsu hanimsaim. Why would it be here for nothing? And the philosophers say, if you have a saw, then obviously there was a person who made the saw for a reason. They said, I need to cut wood, so what could I use to cut wood? I'm going to create a saw. If you see a net, why is there a net in the world? Because somebody must have said, I want to catch animals. How do I catch animals? I have to create the net in order to catch animals. So everything in the world was created for a reason, the philosophers say. So that's easy to say by items made by human beings. It's a little more tricky, says the Rambam, to say, by items made by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But that's what we believe, says the Rambam. And even if we don't understand everything, and we can't explain everything, we believe it to be true. And he quotes our Gemara. Everything is created for a reason. Right? We had the Gemara earlier. One of the, a couple of medical mysteries. Why certain parts of our body. Oh, this is extra. It's not needed. And we had the Gemara earlier in the Nuns about the man who is a poor, didn't have any money, so he nursed his child. Right? Maybe it was created for that man. That man, one time in history, needed to nurse his child. Why men have certain biology like women in that area. So again, everything has a purpose. The Api Kabbalah, right? The Arizal was quoted that he wouldn't even hurt a fly, and many other achronim, right? Because everything has a little purpose, unless it's bothersome or doing something negative. Okay, Chamish Tanur Rabbanan, third line. Chamisha Amos Haim. There are five fears. And Amos Chalash al Gibor, the fear of a weak person on a strong person. Amos Mafgia al Ari, the Ema of a Mafgia on an Ari. The Ben Yoyada says, we're going to get to another Ben Yoyada in a minute, but the Ben Yoyada describes a Mafgia as a type of animal that climbs on top of a lion's head, and he has tremendous claws, and he rips his brain out, and he eats it, and he says, and people have told me that they've seen this in the zoos. This is 1800s, the Mafgia. Emas Yitush shall appeal the fear of a mosquito on an elephant. Emas Samamis ala Akrav, a spider on a scorpion. Emas Sinunis ala Nesher. Again, Sinunis is also a type of little bird that goes under the wings of a Nesher, of an eagle. Emas Kilbis ala Vyasan, the Ema of a little fish on the Livyasan. Amar Yehuda Marav Maikra, what's the Pasik? Hamavlig Shot al Az, the one who brings the fear of the weak onto the strong. Says the Ben Yoyada, says the Marshal right here, this is all a Musar Haskel to us. Strong don't always beat the weak. The Ben Yoyada goes through each one and says it's a remes to the Dalad Golios. Nebuchadnezzar is an Aryeh, is a lion. He goes through each one with Yavan and Madai, and the last one of Edom and Yishmael, which is an eagle. He goes through each one and says, HaKadosh Baruch Hu saved us from every galus. That's the message of the weak over the strong. He's going to save us from this galus as well. That's what these emas, a person should realize, that not have HaKadosh Baruch Hu is with you, and we don't have time to go through it, but that the Ben Yoyada proves how each one of these is related to that pasuk in Daniel, that is an allusion to the Dalid Golios. Good. Rabbi Zera Ashkach, Rabbi Yehuda, Davikoya, Pischa de Bechamua. Rabbi Zera found Rabbi Yehuda that was sitting by his father-in-law's, the Chazia, Davidicha Daite. He saw that he was in a great mood. He was besimcha. V'iboimine kol chalwe alma. And whatever question he would ask him in the world, Havi Amarle, he knew he would get an answer. Right? Because if he was in a good mood, then he had Ashras Ashchina, and he would have Chachma. Amarle, so he said, okay, here are all my questions. My taima easy maskan bereshav other imri. Why do goats go before sheep usually? Amar le kibriyasa shalolam. It's like the creation. De beresha chashucha v'hadon ahora. Because first came vayerev, and then came boker, and then came light. So goats are usually darker, and imri have white wool. So that's why they go afterwards. My taima hani michsin v'hani miglin. Why do sheep have tails and goats don't have tails that cover? Hani de mechassinon minayu. Mechasian. Those that we use to cover ourselves, sheep, Hashem gave them a cover, He gave them a tail. Vahani delo machasinan, we don't cover ourselves with goats, so they themselves are not covered. Minayu, migalian. Good. My time, a gamla zutar gunuvte. Why does a camel have a short tail? Mishum de'achal kisi, because he eats in the areas where there are thorns. And it would hurt him in order to eat there, and the tail would be into the thorns, right? Niflaos habore. Every little part of every animal is specifically made and created by HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Again, at my time, why does an ox have a long tail? He's always in the swamps. He has to shoo away gnats with his tail. So that's why he has a long tail. There's a Chassam Sofer right here talks about how this is a remez really to Gomli Chassadim and people who learn. You can look there. My time, why is the antenna of grasshoppers soft and pliable? Mishum Dedari Bechofe, because he lives amongst the willows. Vikashye Nadia Umisabra. And if it was rigid and hard, it would break off Grasshopper needs his antenna in order to see. It would be like he would be blind without it. To Amar Shmuel, Haiman Daboy Delisme Lakam. So if somebody wants to make a grasshopper blind, Lishlufina Lakarne, just take off his antenna. My time, a high timra de Tanagolta, Mitzli Laela. Why do the eyelids of chickens, the bottom eyelid goes over the top eyelid? Unlike other animals. Why? The Dairi Adafi, a lot of times chickens or roosters are on the high level, high shelves in an area. The Iokitra, Misavra, and then smoke might go in their eyes. That's why they need their bottom eyelid to shield, and that's why it goes over the top eyelid. Good. That is all, right? Niflos Habore. Once we're talking about words, though, we talk about other words that. What's the etymology of certain words? Dasha, which means a door. Derech Sham. That's where it comes from. Darga, a ladder. Derech gag. Maschulisa, sauce. Masai tichla. When is this going to be finished? Certain sauces last forever in your refrigerator. Da, masai tichla da. Besa, a house. Ba, the esiva. Come and sit in the house. Bixa, a small house. Beaksa, it's very narrow. Kufta, which is a mortar. Kofativ, you could turn over the mortar and sit on it. Livni, bricks. Libnei b'nei. Bricks last forever and ever, even for children's children. Hutza, which is a type of fence. Chatzitza, it creates a little separation. Chatzva, a barrel. Shechosiv, mayim anar, it brings water from the river. Kuza, a little jug. Kazet, like this little thing, it's a little jug. Shutisa, which is a type of willow that people used to dance with. Shtusa, they made themselves look foolish by dancing with it in front of a chasen and kala. Mishichla, Mishichla is a little washing cup. Mashe kule, people wash their hands with it. Mishchilta, for a fancier one. Mashi kalsa, that comes from a kala, washes your hands with it. Ah, sisa, a hand mortar. Chaserta, it's hollowed out in order to be usable, so it's missing. Buchna, a crusher. Bo, va'akane, I'll use you to hit and crush with. Levusha, clothing. Lo, busha. Clothing prevents us from having embarrassment. Lo, busha. Galima, which is an overcoat. Shanasa boka golem. When you wear a coat, you can't really see your physical structure underneath your coat. You don't have any more form anymore. Gulsa, which is a different type of coat, a fancier coat. Gali v'esev, you lift it up when you sit down. Purya, a bed. Sheparin v'ravinba aleha. Barzinka, an empty pit. Barzen naki, it's emptied out. Sudra, a type of handkerchief that the Chachamim used to wear. Sod Hashem li'reyav. Apadna, a palace of the king. Apischa Dain. At this doorway, people come for judgment. Tanur Abanan, Shlosha, Kalzvancha, Maskidin, Mosif, and Gvura. Three items. As they get older, they get stronger. Ve'elohein, Dag, Ve'nachash, Ve'chazir. A fish, a snake, and a pig. The Ein Yaakov says, we all go through life believing that we should eat well, but we think if we eat certain things, it's an automatic, ticket to long life. So he says, what do these things eat? Fishy nothing. They eat like stuff floating in the water. A snake eats dirt. A pig eats mud. Whatever. It's disgusting. And they're maskidim and they become giborim. So we have to do what we can, but everything's after HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We have to do what we can, but ultimately it's in the hands of Hashem. Okay, we'll have to stop here and we'll make one or two comments more about the Levush tomorrow, and then we'll get back to other Shabbos issues.